Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Don't touch that dial. You're tuned in to the Dread Podcast Network.
Hey, y'all.
Hello. Hi.
Welcome back to another episode of Girl That's Scary. It's Jazz, the 40-ounce connoisseur, and...
It's Cat Daddy. The earth is moving, and we have a super kawaii cool guest in the building. Super kawaii cool cast. Tell everybody who you are again.
Yeehaw.
No, the yeehaw agenda has to be stopped. It is me, Ernest.
No.
I am here. King Karako is here. But yes, no, yeehaw agenda has to be stopped. Cowboy Carter is an exception, and we're moving on from there.
I will not stop the yeehaw agenda. How dare you? I'm going to pull up to your house in a cowboy hat on purpose, okay?
Right. Fun story. One of our managers at work showed up with the cowboy hat and the boots. In the middle of a meeting, I stopped the meeting and go, what in the yeehaw agenda is going on right now?
We're done with this. Mm-hmm. We're done.
I get that man a promotion. No, get that man a promotion now.
We are not supporting the white supremacy right now, so no.
No.
We're done.
But the yeehaw.
And that was the end of the episode.
Supremacy. Yes, it's the boots. It's pizza, he has his spurs supremacy on there. But yeah, Ernest is back. Yeehaw! And
yeah.
Y'all probably know Ernest from Scream again, Ooh. Our most listened to episode. Also, spread across all other episodes. Ernest is like in there, like a Pokemon. If you listen to episodes, you'll find him in the tall grass. So yeah,
not in the tall grass.
You know my favorite part when you throw the Pokeball at the Pokemon and the Pokemon evades the Pokeball. And
bitch,
surprise, bitch!
I just imagine the Pokeball going, "Ew, bitch! I know you ain't trying to."
Not the sidestep, and then you sit there looking like, well, "What you mean?
Did you just try to catch me, bitch?" Them dusting themselves off. Ew.
I would be upset. Could you imagine being a Pokemon and somebody's throwing a Pokeball at you? Like, bitch, I'm eating breakfast. Like, get out of my face. The fuck? That's how I feel.
Yeah, girl, what the fuck you doing in my house? Like, what are you even doing over here? Like,
horrible.
Human? Like, get the fuck out of here. You don't even live in this area, bitch. But guys, we are talking about the Strain. We're talking about The Strain season 1, which you can catch on Hulu right now as of the time that we are recording this, and I believe it will probably still be there as the time this will come out in the next couple of weeks. So, you know, fuck it, we live now. Please, if it's not out there, I'm not even gonna lie to you, I would pay money to watch this season 1. Now, I have not seen season 2, 3, or 4, and it had to be like something to get 4 goddamn seasons. So I am kind of interested to see what the fuck is going on, because this is, let's do a spoiler free. This virus situation is spreading around town, and we watch the main characters try to deal with and contain the said virus. Watch the movie. I mean, the season. That's yes. All I'm giving you, bitches. Yay! Spoiler alert. If you made it this far.
I know, that's right.
We about to spoil this shit. Watch this. It's 13 episodes. They're about 40-something minutes. So
yes.
It's a like a work day and a half. It's a while, but it's worth it.
I agree. Before we start continuing our jabber, because obviously you know us, we messed around and started talking.
Yeah.
Before we ever record. But I want to ask our guest, because Ernest has not been here in a while, so I'm back. What's your favorite subgenre right now? Like, what are you into? Like,
oh, you know me.
What's E doing? I mean, it could change.
I'm still into the slashers, you know, nigga just come pop out the shadows and stab a bitch, you know. That's my shit all day long, forever and ever. I do love the supernatural thing. I'm trying to lean more into like werewolves. Vampires kind of freak me out a little bit, especially watching this show. I'd be walking my dog at night and be like, you know, this is not a wise decision.
Oh, no.
You got a headache thing.
Like, this is not a wise decision. No. Like, I'll be hearing things like, all right, nigga, let's go.
I was like, come on, you better shake and go. We got to get in here for the vamps to get our ass.
Trying to get out of there.
Listen, and poor Chance gonna try to befriend the motherfucker. Hey.
Nah, he be walking fast too. He be like, nah, let's go. He be
okay. Little feet. y'all, Chance is a small dog, and the feet be moving real. It's a pitter patter, pitter patter, pitter patter.
He's a small dog. It's with a big heart.
Oh,
you got that dog in him sometimes.
Not the dog.
Always.
In
always. Always. And the dog looks like a pit bull.
a picture of him with a little tiny dog inside of him.
Yes, that's what I need. And it needs to be the big blown up picture of him in the background that's like transparent. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah, mm-hmm. I need that. We gonna take a chance to JCPenney's and get his picture taken. But we're talking about The Strain, and these are some freaky ass vampires, bitch, because it's giving Blade 2, it's giving Tremors a little, not with the way they look, but the, you know, tongues that shoot out and spread and shit, alien. It's a lot of creatures that these janks remind me of, but definitely the Blade 2 situation. It looks... Ooh.
I mean, the Blade 2 thing makes sense, the fact that Guillermo del Toro directed both of them, and he's co-creator of this along with Chuck. I forgot his last name, but yeah, they wrote a book series first. So this is based off of 3 books that came out.
Mm-hmm. Chuck Hogan.
Yeah, Chuck Hogan. So I read all 3 books. Season 1 started back in, 2014, 2016, and I watched it and was like, yo, this is dope. I'll read the books. Is like, yo, this shit is dope as fuck. If you can read the books, read them. They're one of the creepier, like...
They're on my Christmas list now, so looking at you.
Because, like, it is one of those things where you're like, oh, look, it's a vampire book taking place in modern day time, but they're treating it as if a virus is escaping, and then more supernatural shit happens in the book. I won't spoil it. We'll get to that once we start doing the later seasons, and we'll go more in depth into that, because there's some wild shit that happens at the end of that third book that's like, the fuck?
Okay. Well, I'm sold. We'll be back, guys. Hi. And I have endless Audible credits. So, not endless for real, but I have at least 4. So, I'm just going to dive into some of that book, because this shit is nasty. Like, it's real slimy. It definitely stinks, because you know they be covering their mouth when they be coming in the room. Smells real, it smells like basement. It's definitely strong in there. But we got... Not this doctor, but I guess they're on a plane. And, you know, we set the situation. Planes are always, like, the worst place. Like, planes and boats. They're always coming in. It's just giving updated Dracula a little bit. Because you know Dracula pulled up on that motherfucking ship and everybody was dead. And that plane landed. And everybody on that bitch was dead. For the most part, well, they thought everyone was dead.
Oh.
Because 3 of them motherfuckers popped back up like Thriller.
4. Okay, I love that this story. First of all, Ernest has been trying to get me to watch this for a very long time. That is the sentence. So I'm glad that this is now on the docket. So now I'm forced to do it. I'm really happy, because I can't stop watching everything like this. I just want to know why we can't revive this. I don't care. I want to know what happens, and I want to know what happens beyond it. And why can't this exist all the time? I like that the vampires look like... I like that they look like the little suck-em-bob things from Resident Evil. It gave us crossover. That's what it gave for me. And I also like that these were not sexy vampires.
Not at all.
Like, the vampires were going through it. They were parasitic.
Sexy vampires.
I want to throw up. Like, when I'm looking at the vamp, like, when they're infecting other people, I legit, like, my kneecaps are vibrating. Because you see, like, they have parasitic worms And I'm like, oh, no, baby, not, oh, oh.
Can we talk about...
giving a beach house.
Can we talk about the sound design when that happens? Like, so before the attack even starts, you hear, like, this, like, it's like this throaty sound of, like... it didn't, like the little... So they have, like, these stingers that come out their mouth, and they at least project maybe, like, what, like, 4 or 5 feet out the mouth? So you're just like, what the fuck? Like, they don't have to be close to you to bite you. That's the scariest fucking thing. And then the second scary fucking thing... is that the worms. You cut one of them or you get cut by one of the bitches and a worm grabs onto you, then you fucked regardless. It's like, this show has nothing but 13 reasons why I wouldn't want to be in apocalypse. Just every time I see it, like, nope, but... nope, that's why I would have shot myself in the head. This is why I would have, you know, suicide trigger warning, everyone. There, I will be talking about this a lot in this episode.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm dead day and one. Also, it's like, this is worse than the zombie apocalypse because, like, again, projectile, the zombie got to be up on you. You could be running, and if they, like, mortar to arm's reach, they really go catch you with their tongue by the throat, and there's no way to protect your throat, really. So they're just going to drain you, and it happens in less than a minute, and you're, like, dead, and then you're infected, and you're one of them. And at first, it takes days, so they're literally wandering out in the streets. There's people walking past them and shit, and they, like, chittering and shit, like, hey, because they can hear a ring and shit in their ear, but they can also hear people calling them, someone calling them.
Okay, I know that you said that this is worse than the zombie apocalypse. I looked at this as another level, like another fact, like a little sanction of a zombie apocalypse. They died and came back to life. And I know that essentially happens in vampire stories, period, anyways. But like, even like, there's like direct parallels. Like there's what, I forget if it's like episode 3, episode 4, when F is like, when he finally gets, you know, he get caught up with the feds and they get out in the car and the person's in the street. I said, God damn, motherfucker.
Nigga trying to go, I'm gonna go, like, arrest him. Like, no, nigga, go. Get the fuck out of here.
No. And I'm just, but it looked like something you see out of, like, it definitely reminds me of 2004 Dawn of the Dead. Like, somebody just dragging along in the street. Or just, like, all kinds of fucking zombie things that we've seen. I've been thinking about, like, you know, I know people are like, this is a zombie, and I'm not going to debate this with y'all today, but like 28 days versus 28 weeks later, also still super smelly that you can't access the damn movie on the internet. I'm looking at y'all distributors, like, very crazy. But I was a fan. I was scared. I was pissed off that, what is that? Whatchamacallit's daddy from Jumanji was in here orchestrating some old bullshit again. I'm pissed. I'm pissed. Okay, I said Alice daddy in here cutting up and I'm over it, like,
always. I'm pissed.
Samwise in here cutting up. God. That's why I said you and I are the same person. Samwise in here doing dumb shit.
That's,
again,
that's literally in my notes, like third paragraph down. It's like Samwise, Sean Astin. But I do like this show because it literally shows you, like, how the world falls. Because it's like, it's not just like, oh, the vampire show up and start changing shit. It's like, no, there are so many moving parts. And honestly, the greatest downfall, they say it at the end of the first episode, is love, but no, it's greed. Greed got everybody greasing wheels and fucking up shit. Like, this could have been stopped so fast, so early, but niggas' pockets is getting greased by fucking the rich nigga, and the rich nigga just literally just moving things along, all because he's sick and he want to live forever.
Girl, and so everybody want to do that. Everybody, the motherfuckers in hell want ice water, okay? Shut up. Everybody can't get what they want. You really want to end the whole world so you could live forever? Bitch, you could just live forever. You didn't have to bring on the apocalypse for this. You're rich enough for you to just get the strain and you to be fed. That's how rich you are. You could live and probably eat whoever, which I wouldn't want this to happen, but you could eat whoever for a long time, and instead you're like, no, I'm going to ruin the world. I'm going to make the choice for everyone. Fuck y'all. We're all turned into these motherfucking fish niggas. Like, I mean, they don't, okay. So they don't look like fish niggas, right? But there is one big nigga who definitely gives the creature from the Black Lagoon. Hey, like, he does. Like, his mouth is, like, really wild.
So
wide.
What we're talking about is the master. He's the main vampire nigga. He's the ancient one. That nigga is terrifying. I don't know how these niggas is gonna fight this nigga, because you just see this nigga. He like 8 foot tall. He big as a fucking house. And he move like Usain Bolt. He be running around the drain all cloaked up and shit. And you be just like, yo, this nigga. Seeing that nigga, I would have shit myself.
Okay. I know that he is scary, and the things he could do, he'd definitely beat your ass. I'm sorry. When I first saw him, I cackled a little. And I was like, are y'all serious? This is the boss? Are you? Yeah. It's like the little videos we see where motherfuckers get kidnapped. They're like, this is the nigga kidnapping me? Deadass? Like, is that, are you for real? Now, is he scary? Yes. And I can see the Nosferatu and the teeth. I can see. It's the ears with the mouth together. And I don't know. When I saw him talking, and then he was like moving his lip, quivered a little bit. I giggled, and I really tried. I tried not to, but is he scary? Fuck yeah, I would still be afraid of him. But on the screen, at first, I was like, because I don't think I was expecting that guy, because he just had a few extra features that the other vampire dudes didn't have. And I get it, because you're trying to make him distinct. But I didn't think it was gonna be ears,
so,
and a fish mouth.
We're gonna learn more about him in season 2 and season 3. Because you end up going to like, yes, a backstory of what he is and everything. I know what he is, but I mean, we are already in spoilers territory. I mean, I could talk about it a little bit more if y'all don't mind.
No, Ernest, I don't want the people to jump us.
We'll talk about it outside.
But I don't know. No, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I have time on my hands. I can start season 2 tonight, okay? Please. Okay.
We could talk about it as of tomorrow morning, because I know you're going to hit play and keep it rolling, because after episode 13 ended, I was half going in and out anyways. So I looked up. I was like, oh, and I was like, well, let me catch up. You know, bitch, I was 3 episodes into the new season. I was like, what's going on?
There's so much shit going on. I think we need to like backtrack and talk about some of these characters, because it's like, it is wild.
Can we start with F? Can we please start with F?
Let's
start
with the doctor.
First of all, now, I know I've seen that character, Corey Stoll. I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
You pronounced it right.
But okay, sweet. I have seen him in several things, right? But for whatever reason, every time I see him, he's like an awful person. He's like always doing some shit. Like, he's always on the villain side. Like, and I don't know what that's about. Like, I don't know why he's always like, you know,
it's because he's naturally bald.
Awesome villain shit.
He was okay in the Ant-Man movies. I missed him.
Yeah, he's naturally bald.
Bro, Oh, okay.
I knew that was a wig. It looked like a wig.
The hair piece in the front. Yes.
That's literally my second note. It was like, terrible wig on F. like, this shit's very obvious. Because
why y'all do that? It's the front piece is giving, like, they try to give him a curtain bang, but it doesn't have the hairline for a proper curtain bang. Look, he could have just been bald. It would have been okay. Or if y'all gonna do that, give him the full set. Like, give him a full head of hair then, bro. Like, if y'all gonna do all of that.
Because when the show started, he was working on House of Cards first. So, he was on there. And then he was like, oh, I'm about to get this full-time job. Y'all can spoilers for House of Cards. If you haven't watched House of Cards right now, it was a sensation. It's on Netflix. Go ahead. You can watch it or you don't want to watch it due to the fact that Kevin Spacey is in it. You know, do what you want to do. I can't police you on that. But he dies because he wanted to be in this show. He's like, yeah, look, I'm about to be a main nigga on this show. I got to be in this show. Fuck y'all niggas. And he left. And then it was like, look, F supposed to have hair, nigga. You bald. here's some glue. Let's go.
Hey. Okay, but that's a good explanation on that. But there was also a point later where they show Abraham in the past.
Oh, yeah. Abraham
was moved up, and there was a whole section missing. The ceiling was lifted. So I was like, they left some tracks out. They thought that this was a 52 piece when it was really 72. And I'm like, baby, you missing some hair.
Now, I think the most egregious part about showing Abraham when he was young was the nose.
They were playing in our face.
They were playing in our face.
Let me tell everyone's y'all face about the makeup. Like, the monsters look fucking great. The infected people look good. When they try to show that people are aged or not aged, man. And it doesn't help that the TVs are getting better by the minute. Like, so every TV, if you bought a TV in like 2018 or 2019 and you watching the show for 5 years prior, I can see motherfuckers lacing shit. I'm like, hey, hold on. Like, ooh, Kelly, your slip is showing.
Because Kelly, later in their character's journey, I say, what's going on? Like, I know they supposed to look like this on purpose, but also, what's going on?
Listen, they threw their wings up and they said, this is what the fuck we got budget for. Y'all need to pay attention to the shit that matters. Like, these motherfuckers that is eating people by the throats, okay? And they's kicking the rats out the sewer. I would have been alarmed as a New Yorker, all right? Because I think it's in New York. I would have been alarmed already. Like, the rats are coming out of the subway crunk. I would have go ahead and start packing a bag right then and there. I'm like, you know what? The rats are crunk. It's time to take a vacation. It's time, because y'all know how I feel about mice. So the rats are leaving. The rats are coming out in hordes so much that it's people are talking about it. Yeah, something's in the sewer. Something's in the sewer, and I don't want to be here when it emerges.
That brings me to like one of my least favorite tropes and probably all of horrordom. When someone tells you about some shit that's going on, the families don't believe in niggas, and it pisses me the fuck off. See, F works for the CDC. He the head CDC nigga, and his ex-wife, Kelly, knows that he takes his job way too fucking seriously. So the fact that he showed up at her house and goes, yo, you need to take your ass, you need to take Zach and get the fuck out the city because some dangerous shit going on, there's a virus running around, and she don't believe him, piss me the fuck off. When Vasily goes to his father, him and his father have a bad relationship because of what his job is, he's like, yo, you need to get out the city, some wild shit going on. He be like, whatever, I don't trust you. Like, nigga, You can believe both of those. You can not like your son's job and hate him for everything he does and still go, you know what? I do need to take a vacation outside the city. Like, why don't these niggas believe their family has nothing but love and wants to do good things for them? So why don't they believe him to leave? Especially Kelly. I'm like, yo, that I think that right there made me hate her as a character so much. Everything else in the show that she did, I was on her, like, you know what? She right. I understand what's going on. But then that specific, okay. Two moments. It was the Sears nigga and this. I was like, you downgrading, baby. Why you mess with the Sears nigga? Just because he there? That don't make sense. Whatever. But it just made me so pissed off.
Ain't nothing wrong with working at Sears. Okay? If the man working at Sears, ain't no wrong with that. I just feel like y'all not fully separated. You got this man in the house. Like, UCB. Y'all are still going to counseling, bro. And you got the man in the house. Fucking wild. Like, you
also,
are
he ain't all the way together. Right.
So,
yeah, like, that's a wild.
My problem with the Sears nigga is she complained that F wasn't there and stuff like that. You know, he's never home and all this. Of course, and he was like, Matt's home. Of course, he works at fucking Sears. I'm the fucking, like, one of the leads of the CDC. I fly around the country, make sure diseases don't do that, go around and kill people. If I skip work, niggas die. You can't marry a bad bitch and get mad when they bad bitch. Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Okay.
I'm walking with you. What if it's the holiday season? And also, you know, Sears be picking up because they be having sales. So Matt also don't be home.
Okay.
He can step into his bad bitchery as a manager.
But also there's balance. Okay. Yes, your job is really important. You still really need to show up for your family. But yeah, you still got to make way to show up. So even if you're traveling, you need to make some time to motherfucking FaceTime your wife. Why you traveling, okay? You're going to have to juggle it. And yes, you knew that you got this big time papa job, but your ass was not the top flight CDC nigga when y'all first got together. And she deserves to have time too. You don't get to go, oh, I got an important job. So you just going to have to understand.
As a nigga.
Nigga, you're not even leaving. You're not even leaving. It's not even like a presidency
that is married to someone going through the PhD program, there are going to be times when your ass will not be there. So when he was actually going through his program and getting his degree, it was already setting the path for what was going on. Like, she was with it then, but now she's not with it now. I was like, all right, cool, that's fair. You have your choice to do that, but at the same time, don't compare me to some bottom tier bitch talking about some, oh yeah, they there. Of course they there. They ain't doing big shit like me.
Oh, well, I mean,
that's the problem. This is taking me out. Like I said, that's the problem I have. You can't complain me to no. You can't complain about an NBA star not being there, but then you going to get some ABA nigga, some nigga who play local ball, and be like, look, he always home. Of course he always home. He ain't special. He ain't got no talent. This nigga trash. Like, what the fuck?
No talent. Sometimes they don't get picked up.
I mean,
sometimes they ain't make it. The team was full.
No, I mean,
the team was full. Shut your ass.
If he was good, they would have cut the other nigga from the team. I'm just saying.
Wow, damn.
It's every season for real.
There's no competition.
I'm saying, wow. I mean, like I said, you can't date a bad bitch and get mad when she bad bitch. That's all I got to say. You chose them for a reason, and now when they doing the things that you chose them for, you mad.
But that's not all of it, though. It's not just, he traveling. He don't be present when he present. He don't be present at all.
On her side, like I said, I agree with her on a lot of this.
Want his cake and eat it, too.
I mean, he had an alcohol problem. Ooh. He was drinking. He was heavily drinking. And he's like, he mentions it in the first episode when they go to the little camp, the family counseling. Like, look, we've been separated for about a year. I quit drinking. If you want me to quit my job, I quit my job. She's like, don't quit your job for me. Quit it for yourself. It's like, bitch, I'm here because I want you. Like,
okay, but hold on. Let's add another layer to this. Because F left, he talking to the other girl. Talk about some, yeah, I told my wife I want her back today. Baby, stand up. What are you doing?
girl.
Because this nigga was cheating on her with his coworker, and it was just like, damn, so I'm like, who he spends all his time with.
That's why I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm like, he wasn't just gone. He was doing a fucking lie. But also, ma'am, please get his dick out your mouth. That is your coworker. And he is married with a family. What is going on?
As my coworker
once told me. And he actively wants to go back.
My coworker once told me, doctors shoot with doctors. I was like, you got a good point there. They're the people they're around with all the time. you work with a motherfucker for 80 hours a week because you flying and going everywhere.
Okay, but
I'm not saying it's right.
I ain't say that either. We just looking at each other. I'm still stuck on he left the marriage counseling and came to complain to you about no, baby, no. Fuck the vampires, okay? Let's talk about this for a second. Like, and then when they was fucking on the carpet getting rug burned and shit, and the homegirl came in, and you fucking an old girl house, and then you still talk. I gotta go get Kelly. I get my wife back. Pick your face up.
What? After you got your dick wet, please.
To be fair to him. To be fair to him in that specific essence. He said,
I'm not sorry about everything. I'm not sorry about this. I am sorry about everything else. I gotta get
that. Be fair to him, the vampire thing was going on heavy. He found a piece of her shit with blood on it. That nigga was distressed, so he needed to fall into some pussy. It happens.
I cannot believe your shenanigans.
Hey.
And this is very wild because what happens to him is also tragic because what?
I mean, like I said, world going to shit. You don't know if your ex-wife alive or dead. You kind of want her back, but you got to steal it.
Because you
got to
think. Dead, stop playing.
You got to know you got to probably kill her or not. You like, nigga, I need to take the edge off. Cause what he do after that? He fuck her and then he go downstairs to get a drink.
He did.
That he can't be using her like that. That's what the
hell. That's what.
But she's allowing it, ma'am. Please, again, stand up.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see in season two. Nora, stand up.
And I don't want them to push this love story because you know what happens.
Trash.
He to kill everybody down there.
At the end, then go say shit to the son.
Yo, it's about to go. For F story, it's about to be like one of those things you'd be like, this nigga can't catch a break. That's where it's going. Keep that in mind.
I feel like this little boy about to turn in a car.
Keep that shit in mind. Oh,
bro.
Keep that shit in mind.
Spoilers.
But you know what? He don't get no break. He don't get no break because he was wild. He was fucking on that coworker. He was wild. You know what? The universe is whooping your ass.
I would say him and his wife both have negative things because, like I said, they both were fucking on each other at the same time. Because that nigga Matt, they've been fucking with Matt she's been fucking with him for a whole year since they broke up.
Oh yeah, she met that shit. That was the first dude who flirted with her. As soon as she's like, "Yes, you, hello." She was looking for a new wash machine and seen that nigga.
Had that nigga in the house with the kid.
Foul. That's foul.
Let's talk about how she told old boy, "You are a guest who has overstayed their welcome." The way I zoomed in on that that computer screen. Baby, not after he been sleeping here. What? It took the call to the feds? Because y'all, just to let y'all know now, let's go. Everybody probably like, girl, what are we talking about? Boom. The plane pulls up. The niggas are sick on the plane. They was asleep. They thought they was dead. They was like, okay, they sleep. So they took them to the morgue because they definitely look at dead. Four of them made it.
Take them to the morgue.
Okay, bow. Take them to the morgue. He out here. Let's go. And then they had that one rock star dude who had the bus down. So y'all got to watch him. First of all, the fact that...
The bus down. He threw that wig. It was not bus down. There was no real part. That was not bus down.
I thought I saw...
There wasn't
even... He tried to pluck it. All right,
cool. It looked like they tried to pluck it. And they stopped.
I think he did that himself.
Yeah, it was like, this is it.
He could at least he could have talked to Regina King about it, but he did it himself.
That's what I'm saying, Regina. First of all, when he came on the screen, I said, Regina, how the hell you get your ass mixed up in this mess? Especially when Thomas Earhart started letting them words roll out of his mouth. And that Nazi jumped out. I said, hey, what kind of show is this? What's going on? Okay, back up.
It's always on some Nazi shit when you talk about vampires in the origin. Like, why the Nazis always got some hand in some werewolf experimentation vampire shit? They always, anytime.
Because Hitler had a thing about the supernatural. He had a whole division of niggas actually researching that shit during that time. So it's like, hey, we want to have some old time vampire, werewolf, ghost, specter, whatever the fuck. Hey, Nazis.
Yep.
That's why Nazis are in space and on the moon. Nazi zombies on the moon. Y'all ain't see that move?
No, please get me out of here.
Oh, yeah. Y'all need to put that on the list. That's going to be probably six episodes from now. Drink, everybody, because they got another episode to do.
Okay. All the people was dead. Now they're not dead. Then they came back to life. But then they ate the people up. Everybody get... Can we talk about... We're talking about a lot of things. All this is happening, and we're talking about New York City essentially, like, descending into madness and chaos, and you see it. We know it's happening, but it's not like this is the focal point. But you hear the shit in the background. Every day is crunk outside. Like, one day it's more crunk. Oh! Like, and then I had the subtitles on, so the TV was like, random scream. Hey! And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
They showed niggas.
I didn't know if it was coming from next door. Oh my God, Ernest, I was so scared. So this is my neighbor, or is it a nigga on TV? God, please. Who is it?
It's the hey. But there was just random noises, or people are just like, woohoo. You hear bottles breaking and shit. It's just always some, like, why the fuck is it so crunk, especially when the sun go down?
Yeah, the sun go down, them niggas is wild out there.
I know y'all was probably thinking, like I was thinking, if this shit was take place in New York right now, I mean, yes, like if you won't put your COVID brand, okay, but like this is exactly how this shit would play out. It would play out just like this. Everybody getting ate up. They getting in the train. Somebody gonna say it's showtime. The thing will come out and get their ass on the train. And they go like, oh no! And then the police in the train station ain't gonna do shit. Because it's like 5 million of them. But they all gonna be standing around. And niggas gonna get ate up. And then the police gonna get ate up. Because once again, they just gonna be standing there. Because that's what they do. They don't know what to do. And then they all get drugged up in the tunnels. Because it makes sense to me. Vampirism.
Well, they're definitely preying on the people who are most vulnerable, which is definitely houseless people, people who are just, you know, people living in the poor areas where, you know, they're not getting to them quickly and people not checking in on them. I was like, it's people who are just in the apartments, because you get at one point where, what's the truck driver's name? Is his name Gus?
Oh, yeah, my nigga Gus. He might be my favorite character in the whole show.
Yeah, so Gus, you know, I wish there was more character. Like, we see that he does certain things that are, like, decent, and he's trying to get his life together. But also, I would like for them to give him, I hope that they give him more. But right now, all they give is, I love my mom, and I have been locked up. And I am aggressive, because he is always bucket on
me. That's
things.
All you need
now,
to know.
I get it. Okay.
That's part of the goon right, squad.
All right, well, that's all we get. I love my mom. Fuck y'all niggas, I'm ready to beat everybody ass. Like, he's trying to go. He's definitely TTG. So I would like to have him. I wouldn't want him as an enemy. Definitely not. But also, he is fair, what it seems like. He don't just start no shit with you for no reason. He gives you a chance.
Now, when he was calling a Nazi nigga Waxy Boy, that should have you. What's up, Waxy Boy?
Oh, no, bro. When he rocked his jaw and his concealer came off, ooh, I was like, I thought he was exposed. Slap that wig off. Your track is showing.
The fact that we literally opened an episode with old boy beating his face before work, I know he is up 2 hours early before the show.
He has
starts.
To be.
You have to be. When he applied that motherfucking nose, I said, front. Oh, okay.
Like, listen.
Cassidy. I said, okay, bitch. Yes, it was a beat.
And he needs full coverage. Like,
ooh, he do.
It's important. Like, he has to even add blush. Like, it's necessary.
You gotta bring some life into real. The cheeks.
He got none. He that motherfucker is gray. Like, I can't believe it.
He enjoyed that shit way too much. He loved putting on his makeup. He loved torturing Abraham old ass. He don't even call that nigga by his name. He called that nigga by his number from the fucking internment camp. The concentration
Which is
camp.
Fucked up.
What was it? 8230385. I'm like, hey, what's going on?
First of all, I'd have whoop your ass just for doing
and
that.
And the way he said every time, he'd be like, oh, hello. You like, yo, this is real central.
It's a lot going on. When we see the backstory, I like that we got that. Like, we, and the way it was woven through the episodes, like, learning more about Abraham. I was once again screaming at how, you know, eventually they added the prosthesis and slapped that wig. It was the wig. It was the whole section missing. Like, I don't really know. But it's okay. But learning more about the characters, like, through you know, memories and things of that nature. I like the way it was presented in this. Abraham didn't have beef essentially since day one. Completely understandable.
I mean,
yeah. Also, when Abraham's in the, because, you know, just to let you guys know, like, it does take place in a concentration camp. So just trigger warning on that too, just a heads up. But when they're in the concentration camp and the friend is visited by the master on night one, I would have been like, oh my God, not like this. Jesus, like night one. What do you mean? This is like, it's already crunk outside. Hello, horrific stuff happened, and this big motherfucker is sucking necks up at night.
I mean,
what do you
It makes sense. I mean, like, wars are the best place for monsters to hide due to the fact that things happen in the war. Like, niggas go missing all the time in the middle of a war. So, like, a vampire rolling in. Vampire rolling up, sucking nigga blood, breaking a nigga neck. All right, rolling out. It's like a Golden Corral for that.
Not the Golden Corral. You got to stop. Also, speaking of Golden Corral, the best part they got is they chicken. The chicken is it. I can't eat.
It's the rolls, sorry.
No, and the rolls. The rolls is definitely it.
But it's exactly that nigga in line waiting for the steaks.
Whoa. He's cutting up.
He's cutting up. Yo, but he was cutting up, and I actually kept watching, and it gets worse. Like, I can't wait till you get there, because it's like, nah, this is also... Everything the master is doing is exactly what I expect vampires to do.
Now, he a petty
and
bitch.
Once again, yes, but also, like, I expect that. Like, look at vampires. You get a lot of cool vampires, but if you look at the ones that really be stirring up shit, they all petty. They got a bone to pick, somebody, or they just bored. And they just cutting shit up just cause. Like, and this makes sense to me.
Instead of killing Abraham, he broke that nigga hands. He's like, yeah, fuck you, nigga. Yep.
Oh, you carved this whole thing? That's nice. You see me come. The fact that he told him, because, okay, Abraham tried to stab the master up. Once again, y'all, Abraham has been on this shit for a long time. Like, he didn't tie the knife to his leg. He about to risk it all. And so he was like, he about to stab him. The master pulled up, crunched his hands up like motherfucker Doritos. It was like, girl, like, what do you mean? Like, I know you see me come here every night, biting up necks every night. And you thought tonight was the night that you was gonna pull up on me? Just laughed at his ass, crunched his hands up, and said, I'm gonna see you later. Thank you for carving my casket.
Skadoosh.
I was like, wow. And then he had the friend pop the hands back in place. And as soon as was it E.R., whatever his name is, Thomas, as soon as he saw his hands, he made him go to the other side. I don't want to say shout out to America, but shout out to America in this one, because they were able to get away. And that was great. But also, once again, he popping back up in 1969. We learn that Abraham is so blinded by vengeance. And it's very easy. We see this in time and time again in stories. But, like, so blinded by vengeance, he's overlooking, like, he's letting his guard down. He's just tunnel vision. You literally put a rope down a fucking tube in the 1960s and climbed your way down there and left the horse up there. And you did not do this first thing in the morning to go see where a vampire lair was. By yourself, no backup, no support, bros, nobody going ollie oxen free.
I think
nobody.
That's his biggest downfall is that this whole entire time while he was doing all this shit, he ain't start training niggas. I'd have had a squad. I'd have had at least about 40 niggas with me. Y'all learn how to do this shit. Like, look, if anything, here's how to use a sword. You see niggas coming, use a silver one. Let's go. That's it. I mean, he could have. Because when you get back to New York in the present day, and he old as fuck, you like, you don't have an assistant. You don't have like at least 3 niggas with you to help you do shit. You old as shit and you got a heart problem. How the fuck are you doing this shit by yourself?
I have a question for you, Jasmine. Please scream. Don't scream too loud because then the people going to unfollow us forever. But just get me up out the way if I'm wilding. But not to give away too much because you know me. Does Facili essentially try to slide into this role of not necessarily being the apprentice, which, you know, we see in this happening, like, excuse me, he's clearly taking an interest in Abraham as the show goes on and not just like, oh, I'm just taking care of him because he's an older gentleman. Like, he's like, no, like, he's been, you know, he got the studies, he got the books. So is he falling into this role like I feel like he's doing? Like, is this essentially what happens? No, just blink. Oh, okay. Lots of eyes. All right. Thank you so much. All right. I didn't spoil it.
I'm not going to jump you. Please. I'm done. I promise. I do also.
Oh, go ahead, Jess.
Oh, I'm about to talk about that little boy. I was definitely about to talk about F's son, who is like, yes, who He got too much freedom, bro. Because why y'all leave him with that old lady?
Yo.
Like, that was just a very poor choice. Like, y'all should have called another adult in.
What was crazy is that they not only leave him with the old lady has Alzheimer's. And so she out that joint losing her shit. Like, who the fuck are you? Where am I? What is going on? I need to give him a cigarette. So, just like...
Where my daughter at?
Just like an old grandma, she send this nigga off to get a pack of cigarettes. Which leads him on an adventure of a lifetime. He get the cigarettes, though. He get at least 2 packs for her. So, you know, it work out.
As he snakes around, motherfucker infected, I was like, oh, no. If he dies, I just knew he was going to come back and that lady was going to be either infected, because the way they used that music, the way they played it was like she was going to turn around and get his ass. And she was like, thanks, baby. I was like, not over the jacks, bitch. This is too much. And this is why y'all can't, because he should have never even offered that. An older child, because he's not like a... super small child, but he's like, if he was like 15, a teenager would have argued her ass down and she just would have been fucking mad. Like, he would have been like, no, I'm not going to get the cigarettes, you can wait. And she just would have been upset about it.
I personally like Zach and the kid that plays Zach, because it's like, he feels like, you said, he's young, but he's kind of mentally older than what he is. He's like, look, she causing a lot of noise right now, we need to get her quiet. If I gotta go out here and get this shit, fuck it. I mean, I need her to shut the hell up, because we don't need to draw nobody here, because I can't protect her in this store. If some looters come by, we fucked. So I need her to calm down. So he's like, look, I gotta go out, I gotta risk it for the, you know, risk it for everything real quick. Which he does it safely, runs into Gus while he's out there, and Gus out there on his commando shit.
And I'm a fan.
Like I say, he rolled up there with the axe and was like, I got this.
Gus's trajectory was so... We're on a journey. We are on a journey. And I'm glad that you brought up earlier about, like, it's greed that's really driving everyone. And this is one character, you clearly see it. Like, understandably so, because given, like, what kind of things you do and do not have access to. But also, like, we get to this scene where he goes back to, what's the guy that they sold the car to, or they sold the stolen car, Alonzo, yeah. Cream. So when he pulls up on Cream, and when after he deals with the situation in his apartment, because unfortunately, y'all, his family gets affected, he had a wild situation going on. Like, I can't believe, like, after, especially when that eclipse popped off and all the dead people just in the street cooling, Mr. Bust Down just cooling, like, everybody just cooling. And so we're dealing with that. You on your way to Rikers. Your cousin in the car on Rikers eating everybody up. You ate the driver up. Now you're running through the city, Jesus. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, then you come back. You pull up on Cream. Cream is like, take this money, take this gun. I understand what's going on. And you're like, okay, cool. Now, once again, I got to relax because I don't know how far I just got. But like, Ernest, mine season one, season two.
You still on season one?
Yeah. Okay, great. Because, you know, every day.
Yeah, the same with him and Cream happens in season one. Because it's like, you first meet Cream way earlier when him and Felix go to sell a car. But then, like,
yeah.
Like Cream said, look, city going crazy. I got it. It's whatever. Played by Marlo from The Wire. Rest in peace, Michael K. Williams. Jamie Hector. I'm sorry, but getting him confused with them. Now all black people look alike. Moving on. I'm also black, y'all. Don't do this to me.
I'm crying. Please, no. They're not going to. I'm staying beside them. It's not happening.
You know how much I sacrifice?
Look, y'all not going to jump our friends.
No. But you know what was wild? I wanted to fight Gus because Gus can't stop fighting. He's that one motherfucker it was giving Zeus Network. And I was upset because I was just like, you keep trying to fight the vampire people, like the vampire people we get introduced to that clearly...
Oh, the good vampires.
I don't know. Well, that's an asterisk. They are people, they are beings that are like...
Look,
just trying to reset some things.
They killing the other niggas, and they got guns. I'm gonna assume they kind of good. Like, they showed up and was like, hold up, we just saved y'all from those people. Anybody get hit by them? Yeah, she got scratched by one. Let's look at it. All right, cool. Shot that bitch right now.
Oh my god. Okay, so listen, what we didn't talk about was y'all, because we've talked about all the things, but essentially, when we said some people was good and some people was not, on the airplane, there were 4 people who were alive. And the 4 people went into quarantine, and the CDC decided to let them out of quarantine because there was some other people, Alan's daddy from Jumanji, pulling the strings and stuff. Please. And I'm just like, girl, I am tired. They should have left your ass in that game, baby. That's what they should have did. And I was so upset. I was like, why they do this to us? So anyways, also, I was like, damn, white supremacy is at it again, because that's all this shit is. It's just like... this man is doing it for shits and gigs to stay alive. He's buying everybody up. Just put like puppet strings. Like, we're all fucking down the puppets. Gym.
Like,
This while is I was crazy. In the first place. Because the shit wouldn't even have got off the base if the truck hadn't gone through, but he had that little car, and Jim was like, oh, let him through. Because they was paying, because his wife's sick, and his ass ain't even make it past, like, episode 5. Because when they got trapped in the fucking gas station because it was an eclipse, his ass didn't make it. He was like, bro, kill me. I'm not even, I'm not trying to be one of them.
Nah, it's crazy watching this show after COVID. Yes. Because all because all the signs were there, and like shout out to F, because F was like, whoa, no, quarantine, fuck y'all, get back in there. And his boss was like, no, let them go. They sent this nigga on leave because he was like, nah, we need to quarantine them and find out what this is. Though all those people high up just fucked us over so bad, all because of money and power. Also, shout out to the old man for, you know, Alan's daddy for throwing that bitch off the roof. That shit was hilarious.
Yo! Okay, hold on. Let's talk about Alan's daddy, Palmer. So Palmer, he's sick in the bed. Let's talk about this. Palmer's sick in the bed, shut in, doing all the things. They can't stop racing. It sound like Biker Boys tonight. So Palmer, he laying in the bed. He about to be about dead. This is last week on Earth. And he decided that he was going to link up with the Nazi and the Master. So he could be basically a vampire and be a bad bitch forever. Okay, I see the vision. But also, I don't think this is it. Like, you know what you're going to look like? Like, I don't think you really know yet because you ain't really seen yourself. Yeah, but like, because they got on makeup. But okay, so this is what his journey is on. He don't care who doing what. He about to pay people to scramble up the internet, which he does. He about to have people on TV learning different things. He telling the head of CDC, this what all's going on. And so now he sit up here, you know, he get the white stuff from the Master, and he's thinking it's the worm. Because as we talked about, the worm turns you as all kinds of stuff. So it didn't brought some life back in his ass. So now he's throwing bitches over buildings. But now he's also mad because he don't have the worms in him. And I ain't really seen nobody so pressed for this kind of life in my life. Like,
Yeah, when he asked, like, so when am I going to get my stinger? I was like, oh, he do know what he going to look like and what he going to turn into. This nigga crazy.
Oh, he's for real.
He crazy. We need to get him
out. He's done with this life, this era of his life, and he is ready to be supernatural. He is I have accepted the fact that I am not going to be human anymore. I'm here. Where's my fangs? Do I get gills? Like, what's up? What are my powers? He's ready. And that's because he lived his full life. And I think that's why he's here. Because he was literally at death's door. Like, he just has not rung the doorbell yet.
I think the one thing...
I don't ever want to be that rich.
I think the one thing that he's missing out of all of this is that the Master controls every last one of those vampires. Mm-hmm. They're all like a hive mind.
And he keep thinking they're business partners.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know about partners. That's a bit about to be your papa. Okay.
There's a reason they call him the Master.
Well, also, like, I'm leaning in because there's an obvious, he has a henchman, like his one-on-one handyman. What's this gentleman's name? Because here we go.
Einkors?
Reggie?
Oh, no, yeah. Oh, you talking about the black dude. I'm shaking my head.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay, so, he's like his manservant, air quotes. There's a point in the show that the Nazi dude, Thomas goes, oh, well, we should have never left that alone a long time ago. Hey, fuck is y'all talking about? Like, you talking about slavery, bruh? Like, because when, what is that? When Mr. Palmer explains that, oh, his parents used to work for my parents, so now he's just with me. And I'm just like, is this indentured slavery? Like, what? Is this indentured servitude? What's going on?
This is scary. But also, that's a lot of the families, you know, when you got that kind of money, you raise their family and then they grow up and that's their job.
Once again, I could never be that. I would never want to be that type of rich because I just really feel like you so rich, you just bored and you just doing shit. And not good stuff. You just doing the wrong side of the world.
I think the thing that pisses me off so much about the black guy is that he's not like they don't explain nothing to him. He knows everything. He knows exactly what's going on. So it's like, how do you let, I know you know, because you've been raised by this man that you want to protect him and all that, but why do you let him go to this extent to do all the shit he does? I mean, there's nothing you physically can do to stop any of these motherfuckers because they're strong as shit. But it's just like, you could have been like, nah, when he brought homegirl in here to stop the internet. Nah, we're not gonna do that. Oh, no, nah, I couldn't find her. Whoops. Or he could have just quit his job.
I would have literally took it further than that. I would have pulled a Jack Reacher and I would have put a little air in his little tube and just would have given him the embolism, like, ta-da.
But he's like, I know that we all live in the same plane and planet and year because we're looking at each other, I guess. I don't know. But we're still doing this? Like, this is, like, for real? And the fact that he's like, I don't want to leave you because I actually care about you. And these people don't care about you. I said, oh, no, we not. Like, it was the monologue. And I was just like, who, what, where, why, and how?
This nigga's sick. That's all I got. He should have, that's what exactly what that friend said to him. He was like, why are you working for him then? Like, what, were you down here, like, why are you working for him since you letting us go and you don't want him to destroy the world? Why don't you join us? All of y'all. Like, it's since they loyal to you, or could we, like, maybe count on you later? You know, a plan to take this motherfucker out or something? Please?
I hope we see him later, because, girl, what the fuck was this? It's not gonna erase it for me, but, like, he can't, like, just exit like this. Like, if he does, it doesn't shock me, but, like, especially because the way he left, and he was like, you better be afraid of me, Mr. Palmer. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you actually need me. I don't need you. You need me. And I'm like, so now that Palmer done got his edges back, like, he might be on some revenge shit. I don't know. Like, oh, these bitches don't want me. Okay, cool. Like, I'm about to shit on them. Because that's how he moving. He got a new outfit. He's standing up. He outside. He couldn't do that. He was bedridden. And now he done drank that white stuff, which I'm zooming in like, yes, hello? And I'm just like, yes? Because there's still some element of sexy here. Okay, this is interesting. I can't get past the worms. Y'all not going to get with these worms. It's the worms. It's the parasites. I can't do it. Yeah, this is the worst kind of vampirism. So.
And then there's a bunch of vampires. Like, not a bunch of vampires, but there's a bunch of vampires. Like, it's, you think, oh, the strain is the vampires. Like, you know, a lot of Dracula kind of tales. There's one set of vampires. But no. There is a whole group of vampires. Like, this nigga is one group of these niggas. And he done broke the fucking, like, he done fuck people shit up. And that's, and it's the other vampires like, hey, get this nigga the fuck out of here. That's what we was talking about with Gus earlier.
That's what
he done linked up with the niggas. So, like, Alien versus Predator. So
like, there's a whole faction of shit going on. So, like, there's American vampires, there's the old world vampires, and then there's the master. This shit is so, like, crazy, because it's like, all right, regular, how they supposed to really roll? The old vampires and all the stuff, they have rules. They don't want to make new vampires. They just want to live forever, feed every once in a while. And then when they feed, they usually kill whoever they feed so they don't turn, which is what we see the master does sometimes in the episodes, like, as a habit. So, like, when he kills Wishmaster at the first episode where he drinks his blood, breaks his neck, and it smashes his head in, that's what they normally do, which is also what the master was doing in the concentration camp. He was biting the niggas and breaking their necks. They usually move on that operation, like, hey, we eat just a little bit, don't cause any more transparent going on. The master, though, because he's such a petty asshole, was like, I want to rule the world. And the best way to do this, I got to escape from the old niggas and go to the new world, which is America, and then try to do my shit there. Everything lining up together, I could do this. And then, you know, that's where we see the good vampires coming in like, nah, fuck that nigga. He fucking up the shit. We was having a good time over here. Everything good. We got plenty of food. Nobody can stop us. We just chilling. We ain't out here causing no mass murder and nothing like that. We just out here every once in a while eating some chicken. We, you know, for the most part, we vegans. And then, you know, on Sundays, we have meat. But no, he fucking the shit up.
Not on Sundays. But also, that's bad news for vampires. Vampires, like, y'all... Not y'all, because I'm like, we're not talking vampires here. But yes, vampires are always, they're always talking about some, oh, I'm about to rule the world, we about to get loose. But the same thing is going to happen. There's way more people than it is y'all, and we can go out in the daytime. So what they're going to do, what people are good at, is good at war. They're going to make weapons against you, and they're going to beat your ass. Everybody's going to be walking around with fucking pocket sunlight, bitch, whooping your ass. So you go pull up, and they go pull out a little piece out of their pocket and fry your ass up. Like, you don't want them to be found out, because people are going to, one, believe that you're true. They're going to think about you, and you're not a myth, and they're going to have weapons against you. You want to be secret. And these all motherfuckers, that hubris, thinking that humans won't go to war with them. Humans love to make weapons. Humans are puny. Their weapons are not.
Ooh, I can't wait for you to finish season two and season three. That's all I'll say.
Oh, yeah. That's all I'm told you I'm watching season two tonight. Yeah,
the end of season two, you're going to be like,
Oh, y'all, I know what's Ernest going tells on. Me to watch stuff, and I be watching the whole thing in 3 days. That's how Ernest talk. I put me on One Piece, and that's why I watched as many episodes of One Piece as I have. So, hello, guys. Hello, world. I'm about to finish The Strain in the next 20 hours.
I would say,
probably
I would
not.
Say
it's going to take me a couple weeks.
take some space between seasons.
You're better than me. No. Ernest had me. Well, he's like, here's the website to One Piece. I got to a certain episode. I said, Ernest, I can't.
Hey, it's not for everybody. I always tell people, hey, don't feel obligated to watch it. If you get to a point and you just like, you know, I think this is enough for me, let it go. I love One Piece.
I think I made it like issue 2 something, and I was like, I don't think I can catch up. Like, I don't think I should have been looking at that computer that
much. Oh, I also think when I introduced it to you, I hadn't been in like the enlightened form that I am now, where I tell everyone to read or watch it at your leisure. It is the show that you come back to when you're like, I have nothing else to do. Take long breaks from it. It don't matter because it'll always be there. It's an eternal. It is a fixed point in time. It'll always be there.
I'm so happy I've got to watch you grow throughout life, because if you could talk to past you,
you gotta watch it all. Like, no, you gotta watch it
now so you can try to catch up.
Watch 5 episodes here and there and you'll be fine. That's all you gotta do. Look, I watched the episode. I liked it. Like, look, me and Kay watching it right now, we're probably like in a couple, like early hundreds. We watch, and once she finished her dissertation, we back in it. And then we taking our time. We not just breezing through. It's a lot to make someone watch 1,000 episodes. So you take your time with it. You know, sometimes you want to come back and see Chopper doing a little dance or doing some medical science shit. And you're like, oh, that's cute. And then sometimes you want to watch Luffy beat a nigga ass.
Hey, man, I'm here to watch it all. One of these days, I'm going to get caught up. I'm about like 200 some odd episodes or maybe 2-something behind.
I personally say don't catch up, because when you catch up, then you like us. You got to wait.
No, I can start a new anime because there are so many that I have not started that I need.
I'm not going to lie, the shit's so good right now. Like, it's hurting. Like, he's going on a 28-day break right now because, you know, his nigga just died. Rest in peace to Kira Toriyama. Yeah. But his nigga just died. So, you know, he taking a break, you know, to get some time. And I read the last chapter and was like, damn, this chapter good as fuck. I got to wait 28 days for this shit. All right, cool. This is going to be hard. Like, I'm going to be reading other shit, doing other shit in the meantime. But I'm just going to be like, thinking about that always in the back of my mind. Like, I hope he's doing all right. Can't wait till you come back to work.
Yes, it's one day.
Can't wait for this nigga to get back. It's like your best friend at work that go on vacation. You be like, man, I can't wait for that nigga to come back.
I'm weak. Okay, side note. I have decided that the master looks like the creature from the Black Lagoon. Damn, they stay racing. Okay, they're back. I told you I'd be racing all the time. The creature from the Dark Lagoon. Mixed with just like a beautiful bad bitch.
Okay. Creature from the Black Lagoon with a pinch of Nosferatu.
With some fillers. And they look like, what is that? Lord Voldemort.
Them ears was just, I was like, wow, they were very pronounced.
They're Lord Voldemort in the nose, this though.
This creature. Yeah, it's a lot.
I mean, the first time we
definitely
see him.
Definitely looks like it swims fast.
The first time we saw him, I was just like, when you first see it, because the whole time before you see his full face, you literally just see like his eyes or him in that hooded figure and everything. And you just like, yo, this nigga eyes creepy as fuck, yo. And then he like so tall. And like when Eldridge Palmer sees him the first time, he just like shaking in his like fear and shit. You like, yeah, I wouldn't want to be this close to this nigga. I know he smells.
Definitely smells crazy.
None of them have bathed since at least the turn of the century. I don't think any of them have bathed. I don't have time for any of that. That's we're not even going to talk about how they stink, because that's really dirty. I don't appreciate that. Not only are you going to bite up everybody, you're also going to leave the room smelling like that. That's really disrespectful to do, like, in my passing. And I'm going to haunt you bitches for your crimes against me. So... jail. Hope they don't come over here with that shit.
Can we talk about Kelly and how I feel like I don't hate her, but she might be on my list of moms I'm looking sideways at, like from television. Just the choices she's making. And like he said, like, I get it. Like, You know, F's got a lot of things he needs to improve on. You need to stand on business. He need to show up in places he need to show up on. Wow, you done moved your man in? That's cool. But also, like you said, you know him. He takes his job very seriously. Like, there should be no reason why you were questioning why he asked y'all to leave ASAP and go to Vermont. Like, that really fucked me up. And then she decided, I'm assuming out of spite or just to walk. Like, I hate when people, like, wave people off and they ain't do nothing their whole lives but to give you receipts. I'm so glad I don't have that issue with y'all. If y'all call me up and say some shit is going down, you need to leave.
We out.
Say I wouldn't even play with your play on your phone like that, bitch. You don't even play with me like that. Even if it ain't turn out to be true, I thought niggas was coming. I remember giving you the gas money.
I ain't packing shit. I'm just driving.
I said, we got it. It's 5 a.m. I think we need to get up real early and do what? Okay.
Go to the grocery store right now. Let's go.
Everything closed the next day. So glad I saw
we was in that bitch.
Like I said, I ain't packing shit. I'm just going to hop in the car and be gone.
Just wear my purse.
Like, I'm wearing my phone, my wallet, and my headphones, and we out.
You got to, because I know y'all don't play with me like that. So to see that, once again, I feel you, that you playing in his face, you're playing in your own face, because everything that's happening to you didn't have to necessarily happen, like, right away. Like, I didn't say it wasn't going to happen, but it didn't have to happen like that. Like, you went to work, you noticed that all the red flags around you, nobody's here, the kids is gone, you and the boyfriend, you done told him about himself, he done come back, but you ain't seen him in a long time, and that's not like him.
And
everybody's vanishing.
What was also crazy was that after the plane shit first started, F tells her, like, yo, something's not right, something going on. And so when he shows back up, it's like, yo, y'all need to leave. That's a path of escalation. It's like he's letting you know. And like, as much as y'all are going through shit, he would not do anything to harm y'all. Like, sure, emotionally harm y'all, sure, but physically, he ain't doing nothing to get y'all. Like, he not going to let nobody harm y'all and do some shit to y'all. So him coming and telling you, like, yo, pack your shit, you and Zach, I don't even give a fuck, you take that nigga Matt. Y'all need to get the fuck. Like, this shit bad. It's bad out here. Only I can save it, but y'all need to go. I'll stay. Y'all need to go. He putting himself in danger. Like, yo, get the fuck.
Yeah, I would have left. I would have went to Vermont. I was like, come on, Matt, let's go to Vermont. Like, he didn't even say, don't take Matt. He said, hey. And he looked mad at the eye like, hey man, it's wild outside. And he really called the Federalis. He called Matt the ops. Oh, bitch. I was like, you called the feds to my house.
I don't like Matt since the first time we saw him at the beginning of episode one.
Okay, well.
Nah, just like I said, the nigga just sitting outside in front of the place. Just like you said, just smug. He know, like, makes so bad. I know he knew who F was when F didn't know who he was, but he was just like, hey, you know. Whatever, I'm going to be in there 5 minutes. Just don't let them ticket my car. And then when he comes out, he makes that remark. Like, it's like, all right, nigga, you got to relax. Like, oh, I guess they didn't see it as important. Like, nigga. That's what he was like. I guess I see you at my house. I wish F would have smacked the shit out of him. Because I believe F would have beat his ass. Which I will say, he did get his lick back.
Great.
I mean, he cut that nigga head off with a shovel. He got that nigga lick back.
We love to see it. That's what happens.
But, like, one thing I didn't like about, like, since we were talking about Kelly, I didn't talk about F a little bit. One thing I didn't like about him is that he's a little wishy-washy some days. So, one day, he vampire badass. He ran around his drain, like, shooting niggas with the nail gun, chopping niggas' heads off. And then the next day, he, like, we need to find a cure. We need to save them. I don't know. Like, nah, nigga. Nah, we can't save them. They done. You already had this speech, like, in episode 4, talking about they can't be saved. We need to call them. He says that shit to Nora. But all of a sudden, you know, Kelly get bit. He like, yeah, we got to save them niggas.
No, your wife needs to go. And you know that y'all looking for her. You know she infected. Okay, and you keep hiding this shit from your son. Like, why she not answering the phone? Because mommy can't talk no more. Your mommy's a zombie bitch, like a zombie vampire bitch. Like, she's not, like, she understands what's going on because she pull up on Diane and infects Diane and the baby.
Killed the baby. Bitch. That shit was wild. Like,
first, killed the baby first.
Okay, when did y'all know that Kelly was a vampire? Like, at what point was the aha moment for you? Like, when, if you can remember also E the first time, he's like, what?
The second they couldn't find her ass. When Zach showed up at that house by himself and his mom wasn't there, I was like, oh, she gone. Because this, from everything we've seen of his parents, one of them would have been with him. They both love Zach equally. Like, if there's one thing that they do love, they both, F and Kelly, love Zach. In this situation, they wouldn't have left him without, like, you know, anything. So when she shows up, they finally do the episode, and it's like 36 episodes before, and it's like, oh, it was game over for her. Mm-hmm. It was a wrap.
No. Also, I felt like, I don't know, because it's like, I know the Diane like her sister, but it's several characters that kind of look alike in the face. And I'm like, is that the same lady? Or is this three different ladies? I don't. So I could have sworn I see Kelly ass in the street doing the Thriller dance, because I was like, hey, ain't you a motherfucking zombie too? I was like, where the fuck you get bit? Hold on. And I'm like, they not acting like you bit, so maybe they don't know you bit, and you bit and they lost. And then they was like, oh, the phone, I'm tracking the phone. Remember when we used to go on the internet and track our motherfucking phones? All right, let me tell you a quick story sideline. I think I was at the head store or something. It was like 2007, 2008. And I left my phone and somebody took my phone. But I had my old phone, so I activated my old phone. And I went on the motherfucking internet and I found out where my old phone was. And somebody had tried to call somebody on my phone but before I switched it. So I called them back, was like, you need to let them know that I'm about to come get my motherfucking phone. Or they need to go ahead and run me my phone. Or they will be getting that little larceny charge, bitch. Bring me my goddamn phone. Right now. That shit was like, I don't know how much it was. But I got that phone. They sure enough handed it off. I was mad because I was cussing. Girl, bitch, you took my phone.
The audacity.
You fucking thief. Give me my shit.
Like, some shit like that happened to me too. And that shit was wild.
I tracked my shit. Give me my shit.
I had lost my phone at work. I didn't realize it. And then like I was like, all right, I'm going to call somebody. And I looked in my pocket and went there. About 20 minutes later, some dude come back. I was like, yeah, I found your phone. I was like, nigga, I've been in this store for like 8 hours. Like, you took my fucking phone. He's like, yeah, you know, thank you. I was like, thank you. He's like, you gonna give me some type of reward? I was like, fuck no. Fuck out my face, you thieving ass nigga. You couldn't get my goddamn phone, so you was mad as shit and you brought it back. Fuck out my face.
Nah, we gotta lock everybody up. It's time for everyone to take a nap. I done told y'all, it's time for bed.
Well, the son still doesn't know and he has hope. Although the dad, who I thought he killed the wife, he didn't. He killed her sister, but they looked the same in the fucking face. So,
I mean, at least F did. Like, when she showed up and Zach tried to run to her, he's like, oh, no, don't take your ass. He shot her ass. He shot her at least one time. He shot her in the shoulder, but then she rolled out.
Like, mm-mm.
I'm so tired.
He had to learn the hard way, though.
I'm so tired because now I see what happens to her and what her life is like. And also, once again, I didn't spill a little bit into season two. And I'm like, please stop. Like, y'all have to stop everything you're doing. I want Kelly to just be dead. Like, I really hate that the mask is trying to like keep her around, because like the little boy is obviously a child, so he's not like, he understands that his mom is not with us, but he's not processing it. Like, it's not, the dad was like, you know, she's changed, she's different, and he's like, I don't. No.
Because he's like, what, 10? Like,
I saw her.
He's like 10 years old or some shit.
Right. But once again, like, I don't get that because that's not my experience. So that hasn't been my experience. Like, at that age, obviously, you know, like, to that situation. And I don't really know of a parent becoming a vampire.
I mean,
like,
all right.
I hope I'm not in a vampire apocalypse.
So the reason why we understand and he doesn't understand probably at that age is because we Black and we've had those conversations with our adults and about, you know, things in our community changing people and stuff like that. You know, we had to deal with the crack epidemic and stuff like that, and drugs and hard drugs and how that changes people's personalities and what they do, and don't let them in the house without nobody else here, you know, stuff like that. So we had those conversations, whereas he has not. So he's in a situation where he like, you know, little Murphy.
And I'm just like, thank you. You know, when you're trying to find the words, and I'm really just like, I know what it is, but I'm just like, what kind of conversations are we having? Like, also, sometimes when I'm having these random thoughts while watching shows, I'm trying to put my mindset, I don't know what kind of world these characters exist in. Like, what does and does not exist here? Does that, like, I keep saying to myself while listening, like, watching this show, does the idea of vampires exist outside of, like, just this one situation, or is this was an already worldwide thing? Like, you see it as the season go on, they're like, well, you know, it's a fear of, like, naming things, so that's why we don't really want to believe it's vamp or a certain type of vampirism versus, like, it's just a virus, like, that type of write-off. But I'm still just also like, that's all right, pray for me. My bonnet is sideways. Nobody else can see but the people.
It looks fine.
I look like an iridescent mushroom. Yeah, so I'm just like,
shut.
You run around here look like a purple toad.
Woo-hoo! I've been told forever the fastest carrier character of Mario Kart.
Oh my gosh. Well, the strain is wild as a bitch. these vampires is beating everybody ass. So now season two, I'm looking forward to seeing a squad of vampires go against each other and fight to the death, like Celebrity Deathmatch. I'm very interested in that. They said something about Kelly trying to, them using Kelly, so we know her ass going to, you know, be around to track the group because we can't just kill her off. I would appreciate it if she just died, but we'll see. Because maybe they do find I know that Ernest has seen this, but maybe they do find something else that helps or reverses. Okay, well, never mind. So it's just going to be some murder. So Kelly going to die because ain't nobody got time for you to be following us everywhere. And
I think one thing we did forget to mention, especially about when the vampires transform, the first people they try to kill is their loved ones. They always go back and try to find loved ones. That's why Kelly's trying to find them, because she want to kill Zach so bad.
Yes. They're like connected to him. They immediately are drawn to him. Mm-hmm. But also, like, once again, with zombies, the first thing zombies do, like when people die and then they become the walking dead or whatever, they're the living dead, they kind of go to familiar places or familiar beings or familiar whatevers, and they just kind of stumble there and that's where they are. So I kind of recognize that immediately. Like, all right, so I just really am into vampires and zombies. So I just want to...
Nah, when that little girl showed up at home and was like, Daddy, I'm cold.
I said, absolutely.
No, she fucking around. But also, it reminds me of a few things. Like, I don't know if it was Black Sabbath or Black Sunday, where they had like something vampire kind of ghost thing. They called it something else, but it goes for the things you love, when evil lurks, where you go for, you know, the people you love. Mm-hmm. It's a few kind of, it's either demons or vampires or zombies where you go back to the person you love first, and that's a wrap. That's a wrap. So yeah. I'm like, they probably pulled from a few different places. I wonder where exactly they decided to pull that one from.
I agree. I've kind of gotten into season two, but overall, I would like to see Nora stand up. Stand up and walk away from F. You can still be a part of the shenanigans. You can still be a group. You can still work together. I don't know if y'all can work together because y'all tried that. And now you're together while he still wants to actively be with his wife who's dead.
Y'all touching butts.
So I don't really know. Like, if you was my friend, I would have some sentences. And then I would just give it up to God at that point. So I would like to see Nora stand up in season two or die. One or the other. We can't have both. Like, we can't keep this going. I want her to choose herself. That's what I'm saying. Because she spent a lot of time caring for her mom. She's trying to, like, show up for her mom and be there for her mom. And I hate that this situation essentially is bringing them together. Because when we're introduced to Nora in the situation with her mom, like, her mom is in a home. But I do get that she may not have all the time and the ability to be full-time hands-on with her mom. Like, she clearly needs assistance. Like,
yeah, a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, she can't really be alone for real, she'll wander.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't know. Everyone's situation is different. And I, you know, obviously I'm not about to tell nobody how to deal with their stuff. Like, we've had ailing family members. I know we all have had some sort of ailing family member in our lives, and having to take care of the responsibility of you or other family members having to take care of them. But we also come from backgrounds where we have like a tribe kind of situation. Like, this is your family and people are stepping up and supporting an XYZ. I understand that some people's network or community doesn't look like that. But she, you know, maybe may have not had a whole, like, an extra hand of people to help her, like, take care of her mom. So I understand why her mom would be in a facility. Also, she works with the fucking CDC. Bitch, they at work all the time. The government don't give a fuck what's going on to your personal life. They barely care that Samwise mom, wife is sick. She got cancer. And now he got to sit up here. He probably got to be trying to work 50 jobs, all the hours. They're not giving him no extra hours at the CDC. So that's why he going to the man and selling his soul and trying to get to the extra checks. You know what I'm saying? Because capitalism is bullshit. Like, that's really what it's going down to. Exactly. And now you got to sit up here and sign your life away. That's what I'm saying. Now you got to sign your life away to this motherfucker in the cape because you just want your wife to live.
In the cape.
And, bitch, the cape was big and it was wafty and it had sounds and its own soundtrack, and that's what it was doing.
Oh yeah, it'd be making sounds.
It was swooping up.
It'd be making sounds. Yeah. Like the first time he runs after he kills Wishmaster, he goes backwards. I was like, yo, that's creepy. He walked like a spider backwards. It's like
moving too fast, like roaches. Ugh. Just moving too quick. It was just a giant roach. Roach City. A sea roach. That's what he was given. I'm not doing this. I did like the outfit though. But like I said, season two, I want to learn more about the master. I want to learn more about these other vampires. Like, I've kind of seen so far what all they got going on. But also, like, I don't want to call them good vampires because, like, they're only, I know, like, I haven't learned much, but I know for a fact that they're only aligning for one common interest. Because at the end of the day, you are a vampire.
Well, let's just say so, they neutral vampires.
Yes. You said what?
They neutral. They don't want the world to end. They want humans to be fine exactly the way they were. So I'm cool with that. Look, we got a common goal.
That works.
Endless food, because that's endless food. You know, more vampires, less food. So, you know.
Like I said, I can't wait. I can't wait till we get to season 4 so I can start talking about more about, like, the book and then how the show diverges from the book.
I have a birthday coming up.
Because it does, like, season 1 tries its best to be as equally as close to the book 1. They make some changes here and there. Like, some characters aren't there. Some characters are split into multiple characters. It's okay. All right. Mm. But then it goes, because, like I said, the last book, some wild shit happens. And the show was like, nah, we can't do that. And I was like, y'all should do that.
Okay, now I got to read the motherfucking book. So that's how we get to season 2.
Okay, so listen, you know I've read up to a certain point in The Walking Dead. You know, I'm catching up, y'all. Look at me. But I'm looking at her. Is this like in The Walking Dead books where it got real crunk?
Yeah, I mean, they do. Okay, cool. I mean, the craziest shit that they do does happen in the book. They do it. I think it's at the end of either season 3 or I think it happens at the end of season 3. And it's like, oh, they did that shit because that shit happens in the book. And you'd be like, yeah, I don't know what y'all gonna do. But, the ending, I think the ending is changed. I think it's like one or two things changed from the ending that is like, wait, what? Because when you read it in a book, you're just like, excuse me? Come again? God, excuse me. Because it goes deeper into like the origins of like what the vampires are. Mm-hmm. And then what happens when they're defeated. And it's like, But yeah, I think the show does it, but they cut out like 2 or 3 parts of it that kind of makes it more supernatural.
Okay. Well, these are definitely crossover vamps from those other movies we talked about. And I know you said it's because the same creator, but that also tells me because it's the same creator, they all exist now in the same universe. So now we have a crossover. Well,
if it worked in the same universe, Blade would be there helping everybody out, but Blade ain't there.
Blade is elsewhere. Maybe this is when Blade is on vacation.
That nigga on vacation? That's all he do is kill vampires. I know what Blade
or maybe doing. It's in the same world, but in different timelines.
Because honestly,
tinfoil hat.
This feels almost like you said, Blade 2. It feels a lot like Blade 2, especially with like Blade would be working with those good vampires until it was time for him to murk them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're next, bitch. We gonna take these niggas out. It's your.
Do we see more of Regina King? Because she was a bad bitch and she was
we need to get her the fuck out of here.
I don't think we do.
She was linked up with that bus name.
I don't think we see her.
Okay, great. That's fine.
She don't need to be dealing with none of this bullshit.
Yeah, I don't think she's in season 2.
Okay. Also, before we get up out of here, I know that Kevin Durant is always playing the same character in almost every movie I see, and I am not upset. I enjoyed him in the Resident Evil franchise. I am leaning all the way in. It's time. We are here.
I mean, he always plays some big nigga that's big nigga.
Wonderful. That has a Russian accent. I'm not sure if he's actually Russian, but he's got one. Okay, well, he does the accent well in every movie. And he's always getting some spaghetti and meatball ass character of the fuck out of here. And I am a fan.
I think my favorite thing he's ever been in was, I'm showing my age, I love him in Lost. Because he shows up in Lost like season 5 or 4.
You loved Lost.
And when he shows up in Lost, my God. Because he's a bad guy in that. He's 100% like, he's the bad guy. He ain't fucking around. He killing niggas left and right center. Like I said, Lost is a good show until like that last episode. But I like the last episode, but... Neither here. I think you would like the whole series, the whole two, but you know, you gotta watch it.
Is it gonna make me? You've been trying to get me to watch this for decades. Because if y'all can out there, I've known Ernest for a long time.
It's a good show. The writer's strike happens in between seasons 3 and 4, so you know.
Oh god, that one.
Season 3 kind of gets kind of a little wonky, but it's a shorter season. But I think you'll like the overall gist of the show. Like, if you love a show that has you asking questions, and maybe sometimes you may get an answer, you'll like it.
Jazz, I'm putting this on the list. I know that you're going to be down. You're going to be like, let's do it.
Yeah, sure. So I don't know.
Like I said, Lost is a good, like I said, that first season, It's good. It's great television.
Never seen it.
Honestly, without...
Never seen any episodes.
I would say this. Without Lost, we wouldn't have what we have as... what TV is now with how it, like, drama and all that stuff and how we're getting shows like Breaking Bad. We wouldn't have it without Lost.
Mm-hmm. Lost and I remember being big.
I remember everyone was watching it. I just wasn't into TV. Like, I didn't watch a lot of TV back then. I used to watch a bunch of music videos and cartoons and then or horror movies.
See,
and that was it.
I caught up to Lost late. Like, I seen the episodes here and there on live, and then I started watching like on Netflix. And then I caught the last season live. I did the same thing with Breaking Bad. Like, I wasn't really watching the shows like that. And then I found out about them and then caught up and was like, yo, this actually is really fucking good. Like, a lot of people would debate about me about the end of Lost, but I like the end. We will not spoil the end of the show right now on the show because everyone needs to watch it and make their own decisions about it. Fuck all y'all haters about it.
I didn't know there was haters, but okay. There's hope haters. They're not in the room.
There's always one.
Nah, I mean, it's easy to get to the idea where everyone thinks the ending is, but if you actually listen to what the characters say in the last 2 minutes of the show, you would understand it because they explain it verbatim.
Well, I will get there eventually.
I'm gonna watch it. But right after I ingest this entire show.
Oh, we need to watch it as a, I don't know how to stop. We need to watch Lost as a family.
All right. And now I'm gonna be escorting us out. Hey guys. I've turned on the lights in the club. I've started playing all types of, you know, get the hell out of the club music. It's time.
You haven't been in the club music because we will sing those get the hell out of the club songs.
I understand. Oh. I know what kind of niggas y'all are, and I appreciate y'all. I've turned the lights on in the club, and we made it to the end of the strain. We made it to the end of the strain from season one. We will be back season two, probably for Showvember. Hey, we back again, ho. So that means you have plenty of time to catch up and watch however many seasons your heart desires of this show. And, you know, you'll see us later on this jig. And Ernest will be back. Yeah, yeehaw. So, Ernest. Oh, no.
No yeehaw agenda. He's like, no yeehaw agenda, goddamn. We started the episode with that. No.
I was like, damn.
I'm like, no.
Veto, bitch. Veto.
Not the big ass veto hammer. Not in my house. Ernest, tell the people if you want them to find you and shit where they can find you.
You can find me on most things as King Parappa. That is KingParappa. You know, like the rapping dog. That is on Twitter. We don't call it X here. We call it fucking Twitter. Fuck you all. You can find me there on Instagram. Sort of, kind of. If you can find me, you'll find me. If you don't find me, good for you. You can find me. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm not on Blue Sky. I'm not on any of those other bullshits. I am on Spill, but that's none of your damn business.
Ernest, mind your fucking business. You may or may not find me on the internet. If you do, I mean, whatever. And you can find us at Girl That's Scary pretty much everywhere. If this is your first time tuning in, hey, wow. Oh, thanks for not force closing the app. That's lovely. Yeah. We appreciate you. We also appreciate you if you're giving us 5 stars for 5-star chicks. So if you like what you listen to, go ahead and give us a little rating on Spotify or not iTunes. I keep saying iTunes, but it's Apple Podcasts now. But yeah.
The reviews on Apple Podcasts have been great. I have actually read some of those. You have the greatest fans and their reviews are amazing.
Oh, yes, they are. They're so wonderful.
I didn't even know everybody could see that.
Yeah, we can see the reviews. Yeah. And it's like I said, it's great. Like how everyone loves you guys and how you guys are hilarious. I mean, I know this personally because I know you guys. So, you know, now everyone gets to know.
Stop. We're not doing this.
Everyone knows what I know now.
Not.
Because we are a family, like a child,
like a giant tree.
Yes! Hey, y'all, this is why I gotta escort these niggas out the club. Guys, thanks for listening to us.
Yes. Dream girls. Yes.
And this whole, it always segues to Dream Girls, some goddamn how.
Always. Y'all know
what Effie, we until all next got time. Pain.
No, not Effie. We all got pain.
I'm an Effie stan, by the way. I support her 100% of the way. Let that be known.
It did my girl so wrong.
Oh, I can't take y'all niggas nowhere. I can't.
We have
so
to
much.
Go because you know I'm going to talk about the end when she starts.
Oh my God.
Every man. Jesus.
Please don't you start crying in here. You suck them tears back up. You stop it.
I got my eyes closed. I see the scene.
Oh my God. You should sing the song and start crying every time. Y'all, we're gonna giggle off cam. So until next time, guys.
Bye. Thanks, Ernest. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Dread Podcast Network.